And let's head now to the small city of Gallup, New Mexico, a coronavirus hotspot with the third highest rate of infection of any metropolitan city in the U.S., because just northwest of Gallup is the country's largest Native American reservation, the Navajo Nation, with one of the worst outbreaks in the country. Navajo leaders worried that their attempts at restrictions weren't being followed in Gallup, and the mayor of Gallup asked the governor of the state to invoke the Riot Control Act, which allowed the National Guard to close and guard all roads into Gallup. Residents aren't allowed to leave their homes unless it's for an emergency or a critical trip, and if they do, no more than two people to a car. Joining us now, the mayor of Gallup, it's Louis Bonaguidi. And Mr. Mayor, you asked for this. You're very much in favor of this. Why?
Gallup is such a unique community. I mean, as you pointed out, we're the closest to the Navajo Reservation. It's a regional shopping area, so we get an influx. There's anywhere from 35 to 50,000 people coming into our community.
Wow.
Our COVID cases in New Mexico, anyway, McKinley County basically is 30% of it. And we thought, well, if we could block off the city, keep those people from coming into the community, possibly it'll slow it down, if anything. But we don't want those people coming into Gallup and then going home and spreading it to their families, too. So,
yeah, it's interesting you say that, because there are people in Gallup and even surrounding cities in Grants, which is also near the tribal nations in the western part of your state. The mayor there defied your governor's orders last week, telling businesses to reopen. Your Supreme Court there ordered that mayor to, you know, subsequently obey the state orders. But that mayor was saying, no, no, it's the people from the nations that were bringing the illness to us. And you just said you don't want people coming from the reservation, picking it up from people in Gallup and maybe taking it back. What do you say to people, though, who are concerned about the impact on your economy? I mean, pretty strict here, as we said, only essential businesses can stay open. You're going to allow your police to issue misdemeanor citations for first-time violators of some of these restrictions, and repeat offenders could face felony charges in the state. This is tough.
It is. You know, and conferring with health professionals, they're basically saying if we could get this under control in the next 3 or 4 weeks, and then there's a good possibility we'll be able to open up our stores. But if we don't, then chances are this virus could affect us for the whole summer, you know, in which case, like you say, the economy of our community would definitely be hurting if that be the case. The choice between the two was easy, basically. Let's close it off. Let's see if we can break that cycle and get it over with in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah. Well, you have another thing to deal with. We know there's anger because the Trump administration did not give any of the billions of dollars in coronavirus relief to tribes, that $2.2 trillion dollar stimulus package. You've got a lot of poverty. The rate in Gallup is almost 30%, three times higher than the national average. So, you know, how do you help these people while you're telling them to stay home?
You know, the conversation I had with the governor, and that was one of the first things we brought up. And the governor says, look, we'll bring in the National Guard. We'll bring in 350 tons of food. We also bring in water trucks to make sure that they've got water. And so far, I mean, that's exactly what they're doing. Her promise was accurate.
Yeah. Talk about the Native American population for a second, because 40% of your city's population is Native American. And it's a population that gets hit hard in epidemics, the H1N1 in 2009. And Native Americans died at rates four times higher than all other racial and ethnic groups combined. Similar rates during the 1918 flu pandemic. We have been hearing about, you know, on some reservations, not enough running water, you know, to wash our hands, for instance, all the time. What can we learn about helping these specific people through epidemics? I'm imagining that there's also, you know, families living together, maybe in smaller spaces. What can we learn?
Well, I think one of the things that is evident is that there is a shortage of water, and we're now working with the federal government to put in a pipeline. And then the situation with the virus itself, I mean, we're even closed down a school and turned it into a hospital. Like I said, it's just such a unique area.
Yeah. And but your sense, though, Mr. Mayor, of little Gallup, New Mexico, surrounded by National Guardsmen stopping people from coming into town, must be eerie.
Well, it is. The way we did this took everybody by surprise because we didn't ask to get locked down. We just asked for help. Anyway, after consulting with the governor and her staff, she come back and she said, I suggest that we just lock off the city. And cars were lined up to come into town, but the state police are there to stop them. There's quite a bit of aggravation at that point, but lately that's all that we've heard more praise than we've heard anybody against. We did extend it another 3 days, so it'll be up till Thursday afternoon
that the blockade
will take place, which case we have to make a determination if we want to extend another 3 days or if we would basically stop at that point.
Well, Louis Bonaguidi, mayor of Gallup, New Mexico, we wish you all of the best. Tough time right now. Thank you so much for talking to us. And again, best of luck with this.
Thank you.